Okay, let's begin our discussion of Trumas, Daf Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph, the first daf as we start the 10th perek of Maseches Trumas, 10 out of 11. We get into some Yaradeya Sugyas today, and a Mishnah, and some Gemara that we already had a few days ago. And we said, what is this Gemara doing here? We're going to come back to it in a few days. So we're going to have the same Shakla Vatarya, but here is the context of where it really belongs. So we have the Mishnah that tells us, Batzol Shenasdu L'toch Hadashim. One has an onion of truma, an onion of truma that one puts into lentils. So the question is, does the taste of the onion go into the lentils? Right? That's the issue of tam, no saint tam, and if it gives off taste, so then we say that the lentils have the status of truma, and then it has to be eaten only by kohanim, and has to be kept tahar v'chulu. So that's the sugya of tam ki'ikr. So we know, according to most Rishonim, tam ki'ikr is a din d'oraisa, meaning even if I don't have the item, there's the usher things to eat, but there's a chiddush in Maseches Chulin and elsewhere that not only is the item usher to eat, but even the taste of the item is usher to eat. If there's a dvar iser, that's a chiddush. You might say, what does the taste have to do with it? If the item is not here, if the mamashus is not here, so then that's not usher to me. So the Torah is machadesh that tam is ke'ikah. The Gemara in Pesachim Mem Dalid, Nazir Lamed Dalid, Mishras Anavim. It says by Nazir, not only are grapes usher, but Mishras Anavim, some type of mixture. Litain tam ke'ikah. Shimshara Anavim b'mayim. V'yesh bahem tam yain chayev. If I soaked grapes in water, and now the water has the taste of the wine, so then I am chayev mikan atadon l'chol atorah kula. That's one source for tam ke'ikah. That's mishras anavim. Rabbi Akiva learns it out from a different source. He learns it out from basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is just tam. Lav taima ba'almahu. And therefore, that was a different deus for that. According to, again, Rov Rishonim, hold that tam ke'ikah is a din d'oraisa, ba'alei Tosfos and the Ramban and others. But there are those that say it's d'rabbanan. Rashi says b'feirush. Rashi in chulin tzadiches. V'rava lesle tam ke'ikah b'chulin. Mida araisa beruba batel elamid rabbanan kol shetaim ovelo mamasho ain lokin alav. Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rashi holds that tam kikir is a din to rabbanan. It's a smachta ba'almas, all of the psukim. And some say the Kesef Mishnah says he thinks that the Rambam holds like Rashi. So even though it might be a minority of opinions, but you got Rashi and the Rambam there. The Rambam hilchos b'cholos asuros. In Perek Tezvav, which is the Perek all about the Inyanim of Bittel, the Rambam says there, Chelev Klayos, Shenafa Latocha Grisen, Vinimo Achakol. You have a Dvar Isser that fell into porridge, and it all got crushed together. Toamim is a Grisen, you taste it. Imnim Sobohen Tam Chelev, Vahaya Bohen Mamasho. If there's taste and Mamasho, Mamasho means substance. So then, Hare Elu Asur Min HaTorah, Nimsa Bohem Tam Ovelo Haya Bohem Mamasho, Hare Elu Asur Min Devei Sofrim. The Rambam seems to say, Tam Ovelo Mamasho, just the taste and not the substance, that's Asur Min Rabbanan. Right, that's just Tam. Tamu Mamasho, that's not Tam Ke'ikr, that's Mamish, that's Mamashus. So the Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam holds like Rashi also, in that regard. So there are a number of Rishonim. So I guess I shouldn't say maybe most. I don't know how to do the numbers. But a number of major Rishonim hold that it's Darabanan, but many Rishonim also hold that it is Daraisa. That's the sugya of Tam Ke'ikah. There's a huge discussion in the Lumdus. In Lumdus, Reb Chaim Ala Rambam and others, Tam Ke'ikah, is that a smaller category, but within the larger category? Let's say Tam Ke'ikah of pig. Like this is the sugya of Klali Prati that we have by many other sugyas. Is Tam Ke'ikah of pig a little bit pig? Right? It's a little bit. It's not mamashus of pig, but it's the taste of pig. So it's in the category of pig. It's like a hemshich of the mamashus? Or is it what we call a din mechudash? It's something new. Really, totally, it's batel and it's nothing. The Torah is machadish, there's something new called tam. It's not a hemshich of the iser itself. Then maybe you could say all tam ke'ikahs connect to each other, right? Like a davar klali. But even if you're without saying that, you might say they're both prati. But the question is it connected to the original iser or not? That's a question in the achronim. Okay, so with that background, we get to our Mishnah. So again, the onion, you have a truma onion that goes into lentils, chulin lentils. So does the taste of the onion go into the lentils? So, im shale mutter. So the Mishnah says, if it's a whole onion, mutter. Wow, it's mutter. As we're going to see, this is a special din, because lentils, as we'll see, as we saw already in the Gemara, lentils, after they're cooked, they harden the outside surface of an onion. They prevent taste transfer in both directions, as we'll see. And therefore, if it's a whole onion, that's truma. We don't say that if the taste passes through, and therefore mutter, the lentils are still considered chulin. Im chitcho, but the second, that it's open, that it's cut, but no same time, then we assume the taste transfers. Once there's a crack, it gets in there, and therefore the taste transfers out of the onion into the lentils. Vishar kolatavshel, but anything else, that's not lentils. Only lentils have this nature about them. But any other things, bein shalem bein mechutak b'no sein tam. Anything else that you put the onion into, whatever else you put into will become the status of truma b'no sein tam. So that is the Mishnah. We got one more line. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'tzachana. Rabbi Yehuda also allows, if you put the onion into tzachana, which is crushed fish with fish brine in it, she'eno elolito lasazuama, because there the only reason you put the onion in is to remove the bad odor and zuhama of the fish, and therefore you're not there to put the taste of the onion into the fish. And therefore, also, the fish does not have the status of truma. You see the Ma'ara Fulda? She'ena batzol nesuna b'tzachana, li'tein tam. The onion is not put in there to give off taste. Rak lahavir zuhamas adogim. Right? To take away the taste of the foul taste of a fish. What's commented is interesting. You know it's really good fish if it doesn't taste like fish. Right? It's like, when else do you have something that is really good if it doesn't taste like itself? Right? Really good chicken tastes like chicken. Really good meat tastes like meat, but really good fish does not taste like fish. Interesting. Okay. Anyway, the Shevet HaLevi wonders about this last kula of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Just because you put it in there to remove the taste, the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Beis Kuf Tzadi Vav, he wonders v'tzorach bir masvaras Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's svara that you put it into fish, and because the ikker reason you're putting it into the fish is to basically remove the foul odor, it says, sof, no Saint Tom. Sof, it is no Saint Tom into the fish. Right? The ikker reason is to remove the zuama. So he says, he wonders, and we're going to see by the Shema on today's daf, that he's moda by Hektash of Odezara, by Yisuri Hana. So the Mefarshim say that maybe he's only mekel by Truma. But Tzarech Tom, the Imkein, Yomar Bekitzer, moda b'yuda b'chol Yisurin. So he's bothered. He's bothered by this. It must be, says Rav Azur, that it doesn't even give off any real taste. It's not just that your kavana is to remove the zuama, because it gave off taste. So v'nira divrei mishnah rishona shekasa deinos and elitol as zuama v'zula zeh who knows in tam lufgam, as we'll get to other show. It must be that the taste given off is a putrid taste, and therefore there is no real no Saint Tom there. There is also a question here. I think we might have alluded to this when we learned it earlier, and that is, are we talking about hot or cold? Right, you're putting this onion into the lentils. So Pashupta, you would have said, we know there's no taste transfer unless it's hot. Right? If I put a cold onion, unless it sits there for 24 hours, then you get into sugis of kavish kemavushal also, if it's liquid, not solid. Right, so what's going on here? So if you look in the Rosh here, the Rosh Bishan says, it's even talking about cold. It's even talking about cold, which is a chiddush. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Tesvav, the last Perek of Trumas, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Tesvav ches, adashim shenis bashlu, the Rambam already gave it away. The Rambam changed the word of the Mishnah. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Batzel shenasnu, nitnu, was put in. Rambam adashim shenizbashlu. They were cooked in. Right? So the Rambam already gives it away. The Mari Kirkus says, it's clear for the Rambam, that he's arguing with the Rosh. Talking about it's hot. Even if it's hot, the Mishnah is saying that there's no taste transfer by these onions and lentils. Right? Adashim shenizbashlu v'yacharka chishlich letochan batzel yavesh. Right? The adashim, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. He assumes that there was bishul also. Adashim shenis bashlu is, that's already the Gemara. The lentils were cooked, and then afterwards you put into them batzel yavesh. We assume they're still hot, right? They were cooked. Ima yashalei marei zemutter, vima yemechutach b'no sein tam. Vim bishal abasal im adashim, bein shalei bein mechutach b'no sein tam. So he assumes that it is the Rambam is arguing, it's talking about hot. V'ein v'yesh b'farshim, we find the language of the... because of a rash, the bitsonein mairi, Pirish de'ibacham and afilo shalim boleo polet. Right? If it's hot, it doesn't matter if it's whole. If it's hot, it's going to taste transfer. Ve'enira kein das rabbeinu. Share lo asar ela binisbashlu im adashim. Mashbashim the kfar nisbashlu adashim. Af imhem chamin mutter v'taimo v'chulu. And he continues. So, question about hot cold. That's the discussion that the Tiferes Yisrael here also discusses. That lachora it is hot. So again, that's the we usually hold that there's taste transfer only by heat. So this is the first part of the Mishnah, the onion and the lentils. Next part of the Mishnah, tapuach sherisko. Again, we translate tapuach as an apple, but again, it could have been in the Talmudic times, could have been some other type of fruit. So you have a tapuach of truma that was crushed. V'nasalotocha isa, and it's a leavening agent. It causes chimutz, and you put it into the dough in order to cause chimutz. So the dough is chulin, and you put a little bit of leaven, a yeast type of product, into the dough. V'chimsa harezu asura. It's asur, even if it's much smaller than shishim. Much smaller, but because the Gemara says that it is nikar, what it did, the effect of the shum is nikar, it caused it to rise, so that's usur. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky's lashon is, afilu yesh ba elef kenegad tapuach. Even if there's 1,000 kenegad tapuach, still, shamachameitz oser es kol ha'isa, because the effect, you see it in the whole dough, right? We had this beforehand, if you remember, back on daf Nun Aleph on Mabez, the Mishnah said, Eina Meduba, Eina Machumas Bechameitz, Elofi Cheshbon, right? Being Mechameitz something is an Anikar effect, and therefore it is going to be Usser, right? The post could talk about enzymes, Usser ingredient enzymes, if you put them into, so it's tiny, tiny as compared to all the rest of the mixture, but it has an effect. As an effect of coagulating or liquefying or whatever it's doing, so the post can discuss: is that it's not like chimutz? It's not like chimutz because if it has an effect, so then it could be a problem even if it's less than shishim. That's second part. Next, seorim shenaflu l'toch habar shamayim. You have barley, truma barley that fell into a bor. Bor is bar shamayim, a huge bar of water. So bor sounds like different than be'er. Bor usually means it's an enclosed pit. It's not running. It's not natural. Be'er, right? Well, be'er is like a well, where it's an underground moving. But bor sounds like a bor, right? So it fell into the bor. Aval b'shehiv ishu meimav mutarin. Even though it got ruined. What got ruined? What got ruined? The barley or the water? Not 100% clear. Ali shehiv ishu, marafolda, hamayim. Even if the water got ruined because of the truma seorim, meimav mutarin. We don't say that the water has the status of truma. Meimav mutarin, it's mutter, as we will see. Again, you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, meimav mutarin, denosin tam lefgam mutter. Because it gives off a bad taste, as we'll see in the Gemara. Nosin tam lefgam, the sugya that comes up in Avodah Zarah, but again, taste. No Saint Tom, as we just said before, the Chiddush is only where it gives off a good taste. No Saint Tom, the Chiddush is a little shvach. But if there's no Saint Tom of Gam, it gives off a negative taste, then we don't have the Chiddush of No Saint Tom Aser, and therefore it's going to be mutter. There is a story that's quoted by all the Rishonim. It's not one of those agadic stories. But I'll give it to you in the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Psachim Membeis. Benimukim Yeshanim Matasi, I found. Shebinarvona. In Narvona. Isa, Maisa, Bitchono, Shem, Esachnit, Sak, Malechitim, Aldafani, Abar. They were dealing with this big sack of wheat near a bar. Lahanicha, Behema, they were trying to get this big sack onto an animal. And what happened? Vitizbaka, Sak. I don't think they had such great, strong sacks. All of a sudden, the sack split, and a lot of the chitim fell into the bar. Vinaflu, Harbe, Minachitim, Babar, Ad, Shechashashashu, Bahem, Lenesinas, Tamamayim. And they were nervous that now all this wheat, you know, gave nosi tam in the water. And guess what? It was Erev Pesach. It was Erev Pesach, and they needed this bar to drink water from on Pesach. But do we say that, oivei, you have all this wheat that fell into the bar? So they brought this in front of the five great rabbis. Rav Yitzchak ben Maran Levi, Rav Elezer ben Zachariah, I don't know who any of these are, Rav David bar Nosson. Oh, and then he quotes the Rav Avbezdin. Right? So that's one of the early rivets. There were at least three rivets. Right, the Rivet, the Sefer HaEshkol, and then the Rivet, what we call the Rivet, a number of Rivets. So they brought him in front of the, and then Rav Giso, Rav Shlomo Yashish. The Nimnu Vehitiru Lishtos Manamayim B'Pesach. They said it's Mutter, It's mutter to eat, drink from the water from this bar on Pesach. What's their raya? Asiri shel trumos. Trumos, Mishnah, 10th parak. Right? They looked all in the Bavli. They didn't find anything. You gotta learn Yerushalmi. Umashero should be asiri shel trumos. Saorim. Ratzalomer shel trumos. Shavu labar avali shevishu meima mutarin. Umitoch devrayem reisi. So now the Meiri is talking. I see from their words that they understood this Mishnah. Shetchila hayim afarshim. Originally they explained, what's the Hivishu going on? Ave Shivishu ala Saorim. They originally thought that even though the barley got ruined, meaning, even though the barley got ruined, but the barley was nischametz. The barley got ruined, but it became leavened. Still, tam pagum mutter af misri mashu. So first, the Miri says, I think they understood the word hevishu was going on the barley. V'yachar kacher gishu shaloshan ha-mishnah av hevishu meimav meimav mutarin ta'alma ahav asha demayim koi. And then I think they understood that even though the water got ruined, but either way it's the same. Notu tam lafgam. And then he continues, av hevishu nosdu tam maruba b'mayim. Says the Meiri, Ulafi Daiti, but Mechilas Kvodam lo kivnu befirish osa shmua yafe. I don't think they gave ripe shot in the Mishnah in Trumas, says the Meiri. And if look at the Rambam, look at Rabbeinu Tam, they gave a different shot. And you'll see in the Gemara that it talks about Pogum or Lasof Nishtabach or the opposite. So the Meiri says, I think they got it wrong in terms of the shot of the Gemara. But Baruch Hashem, at the end of the paragraph, he says, but I think their psak was correct. Ula'inyin ho-ra'a miha yafe hitiru. Right? They are paskin correctly. Shalom nomar l'dayti, afo bi shehiv ishu, elo bebar shalmayim mechunasim, shahamayim mav ishos sham lif'amim. Right? Shalom miskalkalos mitzad rifyonam, umagios l'day mius. It's a place of static water. Avo be'er shalmayim chayim v'novim, Ain sa'orin mashbichim klal ela pogmin. But if it's moving water, then I don't think it's a problem. Acher shamayim b'chiyusan b'chazkam. So it seems like that was the story. It was a be'er over there, not a borer. Kay nearly borer, says the Meiri. So it was all based on in all the newspapers. They heard about the psak, right? Could you use this bar, be'er? So they thought it was based on this Mishnah. The Meiri thinks, I agree with the psak, but I'm not sure it was based on the Mishnah. So that's the Meiri and psachim, membeis. Membeis am an alf. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Batzel shenasu lotoch adashim. So again, the batzel, the onion that fell in. So the next 10 lines we read out earlier, as we will see, but we're going to go into it again. So the onion fell into the lentils. Reb Chizkiya Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Bobar Mamo masnisa b'hosho tziu adashim meimehen. The case of the Mishnah is where that the lentils were pre-cooked. The lentils were pre-cooked. They already released their moisture. That's where the nature of lentils is, that if you put an onion into this lentil stew, the lentils will harden the onion skin, and it will not let taste go in either direction. Shadashim tsoftoso soshalo yivla. The lentils will then harden the onion, so it's not, absorb, and therefore the truma taste of the onion won't go into the lentils. The kama, and now the Mishnah is talking about a case of truma onion into chulun lentils. And now Rabbi Ba says the same thing would be the opposite. Ukamo dat amar adashim softo so social yivla. Just like we say that the lentils will prevent the onion, the truma onion, from giving off taste. Videchvasa, similarly, adashim softo so social yitain. Similarly, if it was the opposite case, if it was a chulin truma, chulin onion, and truma lentils, the same thing. The same thing, and we don't think that the taste of the lentils would go into the onion. We don't think it would go into the onion. Good. So now the question is, the Rasilio just notes that the Gemara is wondering how Rabbi Abba knew that the Mishnah is only talking about one direction, not the other. Right? Truma onion, chulin lentils. It just says onion into lentils. Maybe it's the Rabbi Ba added the same thing would apply to the other case, the other direction. But how did he know that the Mishnah was not talking about that? Right? It says the Rasilio. When we buy a Lubi Gemara, Hechim is Parsha Masnisan. De Itzrich Le Lame Merhachi. Lema de Masnisan Vachi Askinan. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about, both directions. So the Gemara says, Masnisa babatzel shel chulin shenasu l'toch adashim shel truma. Aval babatzel shel truma shenasu l'toch adashim shel chulin lo b'da. Right, maybe it's not talking about that case. Why? The Ras Yilio explains, he thinks because the last line in the first column, did I just flip it? Did I say it correctly? I don't remember. Umashich, but he says, the case of a truma onion, I might have said the opposite, right? The Mishnah is talking about a case of an chulin onion going into truma lentils. But, well, I'm saying I was reading from the Marasilio on the Gemara, on the Mishnah earlier, that's why I said it the opposite way. But the Mishnah is not talking about a case of truma onion into the, chulin lentils. Eino shani. I'm reading the Ras Yilio. Eino shani bezos haMishnah. Umishem hachi itzrach Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal lalamdo mitam dechvasa. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal had to teach us the case of the truma onion into the chulin lentils. Umashechriach Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal lafarish kein Mishnah seinu. Why did Rabbi Abba limit the Mishnah to one case? Because it says in the Mishnah mutter and not mutaros. Onion is mutter. Lentils are mutaros. That's why he thinks the Mishnah is talking about a case of a chulin onion. Again, I might have said it the opposite before. I apologize. The Mishnah is about a case of chulin onion and truma lentils. But he says the same thing would apply in both cases. Right? He's just saying, the Gemara is just saying just why he thinks the Mishnah is talking about one case, not the other. We continue though now. B'yavesh aval balach aser. This only applies if the onion is dry. But if the onion is moist, when it goes in, then this doesn't apply. There is taste transfer. Bibatzel and only applies to an onion. Lentils do this to an onion. Aval bakaflotos, bein lach, bein yavesh. But by leeks or by other legumes or vegetables like that, doesn't matter if it's dry or wet. Bein shalom, bein mechutach, cut or whole, usser. Hever pitumaso. If you remember, if they do have the pitums, now there's a hole on the top. Then there's a space to get in it as if it's cut. If there's not just one onion, but there's two or three, the lentils can't go up against a few onions. So that's where there is taste transfer. And all this is only by if there's no super extra taste in the outer layer of the onion. But if there is usser, then it will be usser too. Because all the lentils do is to prevent the taste going from inside the onion through that outer layer. But if the outer layer itself has tremendous amount of taste, so then there will be taste transfer. Period. Adkan, again, the Gemara that we had earlier as well. Last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'tzachna. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's always no same time, except if you put the onion in this fish brine mush, so then also, you're only putting it in there, there's no taste transfer into the fish. So, says the Gemara, tamantaninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni, dogim shenispashlum kaflotos. If you have fish, chulin fish, fish have to be chulin. You can't have Meiser Sheni fish. Right? So if you have chulin fish that's cooked with nispashlim kaflotos, it's cooked with leeks of shal Meiser Sheni, vihishbichu. So if you have fish that's cooked with Meiser Sheni vegetables, right? So if there's going to be taste transfer into the fish, then you have to eat the fish in Yerushalayim. But if you have this fish leek dish, vihishbichu, and now it's worth more. Now it's appreciated. What does that mean? I'll go with the numbers of the Ras Yilio. Right? The fish was worth 2 dinar. The leek was worth 1 dinar. You cook it all together, you can sell it for 4 dinar. Right? Because all the vegetables are worth a certain amount. So now what? So what? How much do you have to redeem this for Meiser Sheni? Again, the fish was worth 2, the leek was worth 1, and now it's worth 4. So it went up 1. So the Mishnah Gemara is going to say, you could assume it's based on the same ratio. That the one extra, 1/3 of that is from the leek, and 2/3 of that is from the fish. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Hashevach lefi cheshbon. So, but what do you see from there? That leek, they combine and they put taste into each other. Meaning even the leek into the fish. So that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Avoshia, Masisa delok Rabbi Yehuda. That Mishnah in Meiser Sheni is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanin Rabbi Yehuda, Matir B'tzachna, Sheni Alitolos Hazuma. Rabbi Yehuda says, and we're comparing onion and leek, that you only put those other vegetables into the mixture in order to remove the foul odor of the fish. But here you see the leek is doing more than the foul odor. It appreciates and it makes it's even worth more, and it brings out the taste of each other, and therefore, it contributes to the fish's taste. Right, and therefore, you see, this Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni must be against Rebbe Yehuda. Number one, this is also the following. Rabbanan te Kesarin Bayin, the rabbis of Kesaria, said the following. Vahada da Amr about Vav B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is also quoted in the Bavli as well. Kol Isurin. So we're used to what would be the following rest of the line. Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, what do you measure him? If it's if you want to measure, if there was taste transfer, we would say shishim. We would say shishim. So that's what the Gemara says elsewhere also. Barashi and Tosfos in Chulin, Tzadi Zayin say, the following line of Rabbi Yochanan was said before they came up with that rule. Before they came up with that rule of shishim, so sometimes how do you know if there's taste transfer? How do you know if there's taste transfer in a mixture? And Isser went in. So why don't you just taste it? So if it's Truma and Chulin, then you can taste it, because you can get a coin to taste it. But if it's Usser, if it's Isser and Heter, how do you know? So, okay, get a guy. Get a guy. Are you allowed to just get a guy? Are you allowed to trust a guy? Do you trust him, A, that he's telling the truth, and do you trust him, A, that he knows what he's talking about? So that's what they say. Oh, guy kfela, an expert guy, an expert chef guy. You don't always have one of those guys around, right? So what happens if you don't have a guy, and it's Usser, and you have no idea, you can't, so what do you do? So Rabbi Yochanan says, just to be safe, you know what you do? Whatever fell in, pretend it would be an onion. Would that onion give taste to this mixture? That's what you measure by. Says there, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Isurin Misharin Oso Kulo, right? Kulo, Batzel Kulo Kafla. You imagine that it's an onion or a leek. Right, so that's how. So that also, Rabbi Yochanan makes this whole statement without exceptions. So it sounds like you would use this even if it was put into fish. So also against Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that statement of Rabbi Yochanan seems to be against Rabbi Yehuda. And again, we're talking about cases where you wouldn't be able to taste it. Either it's a min b'mino, right? That's what the Rasilio says here. That's why you can't taste it, because it's a case of bizur and delamat lemetminu kamar min bamino, or it's a case where there's no kfela around. It's aser, and again, this is all before the takana of shishim. The takana of shishim. Look in Rashi in Chulin, Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin Sadi Zayin Mabez. This line is quoted there, and Rashi says there. Va'akati lo ifsik hilchasa b'shishim. Right, they didn't make that rule yet. Amazing. They didn't make that rule yet when Rabbi Yochanan made this statement. That's Rashi and Tosfos, Chulin, Tzadi Zayin Aleph. So that's also against Rabbi Yochanan, that's also against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says there is taste transfer in fish. The Gemara adds, though, now, Modi Rabbi Yehuda bebatzel shel hektish. Modi Rabbi Yehuda bebatzel shel avodah zarah. Onions of hektish and avodah zarah, that we say, he would admit that the fish is going to be usser. Why? Because these are isurei hana'a. It's not just, you might say, oh, why, this taste, what did we say from Rav Osner before, right? The whole issue is nosi tam lefgam. Nosi tam lefgam, so that's why it's not going to be usser for Rabbi Yehuda. But here, if you have an isur hana'a, that's different. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Avodah Modi Rabbi Yehuda, by Hektash Avodah Zarah, she isuri hana'a heim, hilkach, afilu bedagim nami osrin. Shafilu lo ba'u elalito lezazuma, even if it's only there to remove the odor, but you got hana'a. You got Hana from the Avodah Zarah and the Hektish by the odor removal. And therefore, it's still going to be Aser. Shayach, there, the Isra Shayach, Shekei Nehene. V'lam Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be Isra Achila. If you'd only said about Isra Achila. Good. We continue. Tapuach Shirisku, V'nazol Dora Isa V'chim, Sarizu Asura. The Mishnah said, if you have crush up tapuach, and then you use it to leaven the dough, it's going to be Aser. Again, even if it's a major amount against the dough. Tani Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says mutter. Why? As we'll see, a tapuach doesn't do serious good leavening. It does like a defective type of leavening. It does it, but it's not like mamish yeast. You know, it's a tapuach. So therefore, it does an incomplete defective leavening, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says it's going to be mutter. Rav Acha, Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina ma pligin. The machlokas between them is b'machamis b'meimav. Right, if you only ingredient that's being used for leavening is from within its juices, using the juices of this tapuach for the leavening, that's where the machlokas is. Avo b'machamis begufa mutter. But if you take out all the juices and you're just trying to leaven it with the tapuach itself, then it's going to be then it's mutter. Then everybody agrees it's mutter, even the Tanakama, because that's not that doesn't really do any kind of leavening. Kama, and now the Gemara says, Now the Gemara says, Kima, we're about to compare Reb Yossi here. Reb Yossi in the Braisa says it's mutter because it's really a defective, inferior type of leavening. We're going to compare that to a sheet of Reb Yossi in a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Lamed Ches, where we paskin that if you cook something on Shabbos from something that was cooked in the sun, that's Bishul. That's Bishul. Reb Yossi says, no, that's too far. We discussed this a couple days ago a little bit. That's defective cooking. It's like cooking from something that was cooked in the sun. Just like that's where the Gemara has the comparison. And we're going to go, we're just going to flip the Girsa. Right? It's the Girsa that appears in Shabbos and the Marasilio. Kamad Reb Yossi Amar Taman. Just like Reb Yossi says over there, Ein Tavshilo Tavshil Barer. It doesn't cook so well, so I'm not going to call that cooking on Shabbos. So too, Kain Hu Omer, Ein Chimutzo Chimutz Barer. So for this Chimutz, is also not a good chimutz, and therefore I'm not going to say that it is usser. In the case, even where you use the liquid of the tapuach. Okay, so we compare the Reb Yossi again. We could spend time on that, but as the Gemara says, bishul b'shabbos and chimutz by considering whether the truma has an effect. Okay, sa'arim shenaflu. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here. We're going to get into nosin tam lefgam, major yaradeh sugya coming up by sa'arim shenaflu. Hashem, as we continue our march in the 10th parak of Maseches Trumas, and as we continue in this Seder Zrayim Yerushalmi. Okay, we'll stop here.